Yes, there she is, the beautiful Amy Shark. Amy, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Sorry, it's not the best internet for some reason, but thanks. I'm so glad to see your faces again.
I know. Well, we're so glad because last night you did your first full live gig since COVID, since lockdown. What was it like being performing? Did you get emotional? Was it great?
Yeah, there was a couple of weird things. Like my tour manager who had, you know, who was there for the night, he's like, okay, we'll walk in 10. And I'm like, oh, my God, Zach, you haven't said we'll walk in 10 in so long. Like little things like that just, like, triggered me last night. But it was cool because I got to go back to, like, playing to, I don't know, 75 people. Everyone's sitting down. It's really quiet. Just me on acoustic guitar for, like, an hour. But I enjoyed every second of it. It was awesome.
Did you feel like you were back at the pub back in the old days when you were just playing and the races were on at Albion?
It's funny to say that, Feb, because when I went to have a sip of my beer or whatever, usually if I'm playing at the pubs, there's all this other banter. But last night it was like you could hear a pin drop. So I was like, a sip of beer and it's like everyone's watching everything you do. So, but it was cool. I kind of like that vibe. I'd rather it be quiet than really loud. So
now, come on. I want to talk about this because Travis Barker, I'm a huge Blink-182 fan. When I heard you partnering up with him, I got really excited for you. I'm guessing you're a Blink-182 fan too. How did it come about, Ames? How did this happen?
I hate using the word organic, but it was kind of it really happened quite easily because I did the song with Mark Hoppus on Love Monster, the song Psycho, and I just got to meet the whole Blink family through that process, and they're all so sweet. And I guess Travis just hit me up on Twitter a while ago, like after I did the song with Mark, and he just said, I love your music, and if you ever want to collaborate, let me know. So awesome. I just had that card to play in my back pocket and I just waited for like the perfect song. And as soon as I wrote Come On, I was like, this is going to be great with him on it.
You need to come on with me. Now, the Arias, you're performing live. Is it going to be big? Is it going to be, what sort of people are going to be attending that?
Virtual?
Is it virtual?
Well, I don't even know, Feb. Like, I mean, I think it's going to be a bit of, obviously, virtual. I think there's going to be some interaction, like red carpet sort of things, but I'm actually not too sure. But I've got a very cool show. My performance, I'm very happy with. I'm looking forward to it.
Just pumping it up.
Good sell.
Now,
good sell.
Before we let you go, after another little scoop here, back in July, you did do a post on socials when you were with Rebel Wilson and you said, can't wait for our new movie. Now, I think that was a joke, but would you do that? You'd be great acting. Is that something you'd explore? Yeah, I reckon you'd be amazing.
Thanks, Faith. I think, you know, I was stirring her up that whole night about, you know, being this massive actress and just, you know, being a total idiot. But deep down, I'm like, no, seriously, though. But she's so much fun. Honestly, any time I get to hang out with her or talk to her online, it's so great. So.
Well, careful what you wish for. You might end up in a big movie. Who knows?
Ames, the guys think I'm a bit of a loser.
No,
you do. Because I told them about the little story when I messaged you and said, hey, why aren't you following me? And then you wrote back, oh, whoops. And then you followed me back. They reckon it's really awkward and I'm a loser and that you would have thought the same thing. Please tell them that's not true.
No, I like your honesty, Fev. I really like it. I like when... You know, but you know what? You're a different human, and I think you've got that in you to like do that.
Yes.
And for me to like for you to say that to me, I was like, yeah, Feb, that's what I like. That's why I like you. You know.
Ooh, there we go. That's lovely. Because we were just implying that maybe it was a bit needy to ask somebody to follow you and ask why they unfollowed you. And it got a bit cringy for me, Ames. Like I couldn't do that part. But you're right. Feb can do it.
He didn't beat around the bush. He was like, look. I'm just going to pull
what's happened?
Call it and I'm following you and I'm a big fan and you say that you're a fan of me, but obviously not, you're not following me.
Oh.
So you just called me out and I like, you know, you got to be called out every now and then.
Oh God. So did you give him like a pity follow back?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, but also you went to Bali and I was trying to see the places that you stayed. And,
and then she got rid of him. Once you came back from Bali, you were no use to her.
I gave her a hook up in Bali, then she flicked me.
Okay, anyway, Amy, we know you've got a busy day. we'll let you go. We're going to play the new single now. This is Come On, featuring Travis Barker from Blink. It's available to stream and download now. And, of course, to vote for Amy in this year's ARIA Awards, you can head to aria.com.au/vote. Thanks, Ames.
Thank you, guys. And thanks for playing the new song. Means the world. Appreciate it.
Here it is.
Fee, Fee, Fevan Byron on the Fox.